You've probably heard the cliche, the only things you have to do in life are pay taxes and die. Well, do you have to pay taxes? That's a question a select group of West Virginia lawmakers are exploring. Or maybe it's better phrased, are the taxes West Virginia residents and businesses paying the right ones for West Virginia? It could be months before they have an answer.
Three main goals. Is our tax system fair? Can we simplify it? And most importantly, how can we structure it to best promote economic growth?
The three goals Delegate Eric Nelson set out for his committee before their meeting Monday also happened to be his three takeaways after more than 6 hours of presentations. The House Finance Chairman also serves as the co-chair of the newly appointed Joint Committee on Tax Reform, assembled about a month ago. Monday marked the 14-member committee's second meeting.
At the end of the day, we must be competitive with our surrounding states. We must provide a structure that is predictable. And most importantly, we must provide a structure that is certain to our citizens and the corporate entities in our state.
It's been 9 years since West Virginia's tax structure was reviewed. The last study came under Governor Manchin in 2006. Before that, under Governor Underwood in 1999. Members heard Monday from economists who participated in both studies. The economists reviewed their outcomes and recommendations, many of which were never implemented. Michael Carl served as the co-vice chair of the Underwood study.
In terms of the implementation. Now, we didn't get to implement much of anything, but there's been plenty of good work.
That reform has been piecemeal, though, Carl says, not the sweeping changes Underwood and Manchin were both going for. Aside from a review of those studies, lawmakers were given an overview of the current tax structure, what taxes and tax credits are in place, and what goods and services are exempt. They also had a history lesson on West Virginia's tax code, reaching as far back as the turn of the 20th century to explain the policy and political decisions that resulted in the state's personal income tax, broad sales tax, and property tax systems we have today. Those three taxes make up the largest portion of the state's income, aside from lottery funds, and help provide almost all of the services the state offers. So with a committee full of first-time leaders after the Republican takeover, and even some first-time legislators, all of the presenters urged extreme caution as they move forward. The warning was first expressed by Revenue Secretary Bob Kiss, former House Speaker and House Finance Chair.
I don't think the end result of any study, and certainly the administration does not believe the end result of any study, has to be a comprehensive 800-page bill which substantially or fundamentally changes the tax structure immediately.
Kiss also cautioned the committee not to divorce conversations of tax reform from conversations of the budget. At the end of the day, Kiss says the tax system is the structure for the budget moving into the future. Again, attorney Michael Carl.
So my point is that reform needs to happen, I do believe, but go about it carefully.
Dr. Calvin Kent, who worked on both the Underwood and Manchin reviews, joined them.
Everything is interconnected. And if you do change one tax, you're going to wind up with ripples that are going to affect other taxes, which may be very negative.
Chairman Nelson says he hears their words of warning and is taking them seriously. After talk from both House and Senate leaders that this committee may have legislation ready for a special session this fall, or at least by the 2016 session, Nelson is backing away from those notions.
I think that there's always an interest in probably making positive moves in a timely fashion. As we've started to get more involved with this and talking with different people, timeline is the last thing we want to put on the table. It just gets back to some of the things we heard today of don't move too quick.
After all, Nelson says there are 120 other members of the legislature who will need to be educated on the issue before changes can be voted on. The Joint Committee has scheduled its next meeting for May 18th, where it'll hear about the changes other states have made to their tax codes in the recent past. Presenters will include the National Council on State Governments, the Tax Foundation, and the Council on State Taxation. Nelson says the committee also intends to hear from those affected by tax changes, but only mentioned industry as being on the agenda so far. He maintains, though, all interest groups will have a place at the table. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.